Welcome to Folio, an actual play podcast about solo and epistolary TTRPGs. I'm your host, Seda, and I'm showcasing multiple possible experiences of self-paced games by inviting guests to play them alongside me so I can compile our stories together. This is episode 3 of our game of Unplugged Survivor, a game by We Are Heroes Productions and the Tabletop for the End of the World podcast. With me for real this time are Darling Demon Eclipse and Happy Birthday. Check out Eclipse at eclipse.gay, especially her recent sci-fi romance duet TTRPG, Biotrophication, and check out HB at gm36.itch.io. Last week, you got a little teaser for HB's character, and I, cannot overemphasize how thrilled I was with their contribution. I had no idea what to expect when I handed my absurd teetering pile of entries to someone else to build something from or build on top of, and they created something that is unbelievably fun, to the extent that when I first read them I had to get up and walk in little circles a little bit to expend some of my excited energy. That's how pumped I was. And I want you to get into it. I want to stop stalling so that I can get you to the story that I'm so excited about instead of doing this, vamping and stalling, rambling. I'm excited. Oh no, it's counterproductive. So I'm going to hand you off to HB as they do their character creation. Just one last note. Because my run ended up a little bit longer than I felt totally comfortable asking guests to do for the show, we added an optional modification to the rules, which is that while the book asks you to play until you pull 3 face cards in either category, so that's up to 5 face cards, HB is playing to 3 face cards in total.
Hi there, HB here. I've just freshly listened to Seda's lovely recordings of Celebration Establishment's rise and fall in the radio industry. Or rise and subsequent rise, if you prefer to think of it that way. And I've been going through this text and seeing what I need to actually create here. As before, we're playing in a post-apocalyptic dystopia. As before, we are generating our character by choosing a positive, negative, and neutral personality trait. We have found the journal of the, say this previous character, who is, Celebration Establishment, that's said Radio DJ, and we need to figure out where to go from here. So, there are several options for how this could potentially work. The idea of this game is that you get the journal, and then you use the knowledge from it to proceed forward. And I'm wondering about making a character who, maybe isn't necessarily doing a very good job of things. Certainly not a successful radio DJ or anything. Let's assign them some traits first of all, following the character creation order from the book. Hardworking, I think, is appropriate. As for the neutral personality trait, I think I'd like to be a high-spirited. And as for a negative personality trait, we have things like, abrasive, destructive, foolish, reactive, rowdy, vulnerable. I think I'm going to go for foolish. I'd love to play a foolish character. Being a character who's kind of a dipshit is one of my favorite things in the world. So, what's their story? Who were they when they were plugged in? A politician? Business person? Athlete? Medical professional? I think my person was essentially a store clerk, not somebody who's a big deal in the true reality. Somebody who, if there was a payment plan for being plugged into the true reality, then, they definitely were on the lowest tier. In fact, I think they were on such a low tier that I don't think any of their loved ones were real. They were just, little computer constructs that responded in predictable ways to whatever he was saying to them. So in a sense, either they're still alive or they never were alive to begin with. I think they've been unplugged fairly recently, and I think they've been unplugged by the Potrebiat Corporation themselves. Specifically, as their infrastructure deteriorates and they can't support as many people anymore. So it was, in a sense, sort of a voluntary process. They weren't just casually, they didn't just get released by accident. They were just essentially cut loose. So yeah, have they regained some strength before starting their journal, or are they fresh out? I think they're fairly fresh out, maybe a week out as they start their journal. What else do we need? They probably need a name. Let me see if I can randomly generate one. So it has a very interesting naming convention here of just using 2 words, and I fortunately have a random name generator just for that purpose. Let's go for Michael Fogelman's random phrase generator. Let's see. We got Sheriff Easy. Honestly, Sheriff Easy might be good. Okay, Sheriff Easy it is. We are entering into the adventures, into the life and times of Sheriff Easy. They are hardworking, high-spirited, and foolish. So yeah, I think we're ready to go proceed to the card pulls. That's going to be the Queen of Diamonds and a 6. Let's look at our beautiful little oracle. Betrayal. And because this is the Queen, we are meeting up with the rebels. So as soon as we draw 3 face cards, the game is going to, you know, come to a close. And I think it's maybe kind of auspicious that we've already drawn our first one. Now, if my experience playing the ground itself is any indication, that is no indication of further success. However, I choose to interpret it optimistically anyway. So we have Betrayal, and we have the Rebels. I think our guy, Sheriff Easy, is going to have a hard time adjusting to life outside of the true reality, and he's going to fall in with the Rebels, but feel betrayed by the progress they have made. I have an idea for how to write this.
Has this ever happened to you? You're flopping boneless on the ground, shaking with reality pains as a Potrebiat liaison tells you, "Sir, we've raised the rates on true reality in light of recent network issues, and you no longer qualify for the basic package. We're sorry for the inconvenience, and do you complain?" "No. Your spouse wasn't real anyhow, and neither were the kids. You couldn't afford any to get plugged in." "It happens more and more. I'm a week out and convalescing on borrowed soup in the place of the local man with answers. His name's Gosh. Good guy. He says a body like me turns up every week, freshly cut loose. Maintenance can't cover them anymore. Wild stuff, I tell you." "Well, I says to Gosh, I want to join the revolution." Gosh says, "Hang on there, brother, that's not how this works. You still got the shakes and can barely keep the soup down." I say, "It's my right as a free-thinking individual to lay down my life for the cause anyway. We've been listening to Doom FM nightly, and there's talk of action, explosions, rebellion. I want to do my part, you know?" "Now hang on there, brother," Gosh says. "Those are from 10 years ago. It's personal tapes from the golden days. Doom FM's been off the air for years now. Context Edition works for Potrebiat now, and Celebration Establishment's been replicated to 2,000 times or so since that big voice model debacle." "Well, shit," I says to him. "But ain't that always the way? The hard times just used to go so much harder. The broadcasts would be interrupted by real explosions. They have real mutants coming in doing guest spots. They don't have any of that anymore. Doom FM was it, man. Anyway, we're looking through the tapes, seeing if we can make something of them. There's 20 Gosh can confidently say are bona fides, no fakery about them. Just pure Celebration Establishment. Let's see if we can reclaim the soul of the struggle."
Okay, let's see what we have here. That is the 5 of diamonds, and the die roll is a 3. Okay, let's see what this means. Diamonds. And, yeah, 3. Hatred. Oh, boy. 5. Discover knowledge about the world. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. So, yeah, the world in this case would be the city and the areas beyond, like what's happened out there in the wasteland. I think, you know, there's probably a concerning the hatred is the theme here. I think probably Sheriff Easy will have discovered, that the situation is less hopeful than one might think. I feel like there is quite a lot of, you know how there was a sort of air of solidarity and helpfulness and general struggle about the place. I think that's kind of gone now. I think there's been, there's probably been a schism or two, and there's definitely quite a lot of, I think the fighting is ongoing, but in a more undirected sort of way. So yeah, I think Sheriff Easy and Gosh are gonna have to square themselves with this knowledge a little bit. You know, get to know what the world around them is.
Has this ever happened to you? You're looking for hardware, reasonable hardware, consumer-grade hardware, just a little battery or processing units help you extract a soul, classic stuff. And they say, you know who they are, and you know how they are. Where are you planning, friend? You say, well, comrade, I don't see how that's any business of yours. And they say, well, you can't have it then. Processing batteries are vital to the safety of the community, and we can't just loan computing time out like that in a time of crisis. Crisis, bah! It's not even Potrebiat they're fighting, but the simulationists, the hunters, the free radicals, the determinist radicals, the pacifists, the gaming commission, and even the reality party, who call them the other revolution. And that's not even getting into the mutants, they have their own parties that gosh doesn't know a damn thing about. Well, screw 'em. I'm heading down to the wastes. I've gathered my strength, or what's left of it, and I've copied down the 20 recordings into a handy-dandy thumb drive. Advanced stuff. I'll try my luck with the mutants. It can't be any worse than the fools in this city. They're gonna be sorry when I return. Oh boy, they'll be sorry.
Okay. We had some initial adventures. And now we're heading down to the wasteland. Let's see what we'll find. That is a 7 of diamonds. A real diamond-rich game so far. Okay. Oh, that's a 3 again. More hatred. Okay, 7. Usable technology found. Oh boy. Our boy Sheriff Easy is gonna have a... He's gonna have a good time out there in the destroyed and ruined environs of the city. But, you know, he's found something. Now, is that going to be a good thing? Probably not in the long run. But we'll definitely see about, you know, finding out how that shakes out for him. I think he's almost ready to start work on the process of extracting the soul of Celebration Establishment. You know, for better or for worse.
Has this ever happened to you? You're leaving the city. The city! The city beneath the city, the under-reality, the true reality, for the very first time. You've heard the mutational frequency spikes where the remnants of the city shielding start to fail, but what of it? Your body's a worm-like aggregation of hairless gray flesh anyway. What's a little mutation in the face of that? Most everyone this far out who still claims some connection to the city lives in a bunker. Doom FM used to broadcast from a network of them. Walking in the footsteps of my forebears, am I right? Gosh, and we made a little shielded box for the thumb drive, keep it safe from magnetic storms. And keep my recorder in there also. Take it out only for special occasions. And oh boy, what an occasion. You see, I found me a node. A little slice of true reality all to myself. Offline now, naturally. Potrebiat's been distributed around these parts for yonks now. Radiation shielding's been blown out, everybody's gone. Even the mutants don't come close. I think the place is haunted. Well, fuck 'em. Their loss is my gain. Some of this stuff still works. Or, you know, could work. Well, I've been sleeping in the closet here for a week now, going through my supplies. This is primo hardware we have here. Bet I could feed Silly right into this with some work.
Okay. Let's see where this story takes us next. The 9 of Hearts. Okay. And the die roll is... 4. So, Hearts is a surprise... And 9 is surprise help. Oh dear. Oh, this could be good. What kind of help could our friend Sheriff Easy find in this little Potrebiat node? What surprise help could he obtain? Maybe he finds a little friend among the systems. Some sort of lingering little device? Maybe like a user's manual? Something of that nature? It could be like an intelligence, but I think the user's manual would probably translate a little better. So yeah, I'll give this some thought, and then get to work on the journal entry.
Has this ever happened to you? You've never done much software work in the past, but had to learn to code a little, because, you know, it's just a done thing. But now you're sitting in a disused computer center, perusing the operations manual of true reality itself. What an honor. You know, there's a switch to flip, a process to activate, a failed network connection to get around. What do you see? A subfunction called Reality Assistant. And you think to yourself, well, I do need some assistance in my reality. So you press it, and the system goes, hi, I see you're attempting to deduce a human consciousness from minimal materials. Would you like some assistance? Well, damn right I would. Been weeks since I spoke to a human being. Still is, actually. Been re-listening to the silly tapes in the meantime. Such a smooth voice. Anyway, reality assistant doesn't sound nothing like that. More of a hi, or a hi. Or when the magnetic storms kick up, a hi there. Helpful, though. I'm not making progress getting the stuff working. At first I was like, well, this thing's probably recording all my responses. That's no good. Then the network connection's kaput, so there's nowhere to send them. So I'm like, oh, it remembers what I say. No idea what it does with any of it. Sometimes ask me to fill out a survey, too. I like the surveys, honestly. You know, it reminds me of the Sunday crossword. To the cross, has anyone recently approached you about forming a software workers union? And I just smiled right in. No, nobody has. Well, the assistant seems happy about that. Anyway, we're a ways from getting Selly working, but I have backed up the thumb drive in the system. There's a little room in there now where the 20 recordings play on loop. I got a little 2D Selly running in there too. It's not the soul of the revolution or nothing, but, you know, it's a start.
Alright, let's see. Ooh, the Queen of Spades. This is quite interesting, because that means we're already on our second face card. This might actually turn out to be quite a short game. On the other hand, that's no guarantee that we're going to draw another card. We're already at 2 out of 3, so, well, let's find out what goes on. So, Spades and 4? Ooh, Strength. And the Queen is meet up with the Rebels. Ooh, the Rebels are going to... Rebels are going to make another appearance. That's fascinating. So, I feel like in the previous journal entry, I alluded to rebel factions that do not necessarily that do not necessarily agree with the idea of that people should have individual consciousnesses. And I think this is sort of what I'm about to encounter. Maybe like a faction of the simulationists or something of that nature. This promises to be potentially quite funny. Are things going to really work out for Sheriff Easy? It's looking more likely by the minute.
Has this ever happened to you? You found yourself in the blissfully irradiated ruins of Potemliat's past glory and your third eye's opening up. Literally, you have 3 eyes now. And with your vertiginous and depthy perception, feels a little bit like you see in the future and the present, really, but even more disorienting than that, if you can believe it, you are not the least bit surprised when you are found. Big lads in big protective suits with big smiles and big guns. Comrade, they say, we have heard of your vaunted haunted work and we approve. How can we help? They call themselves the new reality, and I don't really know if they're simulationists or reality party really, but they think this whole Selly plan is great. Just the most affirming thing anybody's ever said to me. Even Gosh didn't believe in me like these guys do. They're loving the little true reality node they got going. Even like Reality Assistant keeps calling them unauthorized users and what have you. Anyway, I got a staff now. Little Doom FM all my own. Computer technicians, advanced electrics, they even offered me a protective suit, and I just winked with my third eye and said, well, it's a bit late for that now, isn't it? I got limb buds all over this body of mine now, and I can eat most kinds of bug raw and not even get a stomachache. Times are good. But I'm burying the lead here, actually. The real milestone this time is my new compadres have got a rudimentary personality matrix working. Selly, my Selly, my very own Selly, not tape Selly, is now talking a little bit. They're saying things like, what? Hello? No. 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 We're looking to see what's going on with that last part. Maybe sanitize the room there in a little. Make the vibes more pleasant, you know?
All right. No whammies. Let's see. What's the next card we're going to draw? A 5 of hearts? And that's a 2. What does 2 for hearts mean? Oh, love. And 5 is discover new knowledge about the world. Love and discover new knowledge about the world. Okay. Yeah. I think Sheriff Easy is learning a lot about himself and about the world around him as he's... is in this latter part of working on his little model of celebration establishment, trying to extract the soul of the revolution. I think he's settled into a pleasant rhythm, and I think by this he is going to, I think, most likely, you know, become something of a, probably, he's a nostalgic man by his very nature, but I think he's also learning a bit more about the world around him from the people he's now sharing the space in, these, like, new reality people. And I think he's going to synthesize this into some kind of idea about the world. And I don't know what it is precisely yet, but I do know that it involves One Direction. So yeah, be back soon with a journal entry.
Has this ever happened to you? You're getting lost in the sauce of extracting a radio DJ's soul from a series of bona fide recordings and wondering about the vision of it all. Where did it all go wrong for the revolution? We, you know, when I use the generous we here, used to all want the same thing. We used to all be together. I mean, the determinist radicals were always a splinter faction, but, you know, generally speaking. We were, if you'll pardon a middle-aged man his nostalgia, a supergroup, long before any one member of the group had become a superstar worthy of that fame. And, well, you know what I say. Why can't we recapture that original spirit? Why can't we all be pointed in one direction again? And the boys say amen to that. We need to be reconstructing the reality where that can be. A newer, truer reality, as they call it. One where Selly's the icon they deserve to be, and Doom FM still runs, and Potrebiat's been ground to dust, and reality itself is at our feet. Actualized in the now, opened up in a new and better timeline. Whew, so we're getting the band back together. Most of the Doom FM staff don't have copies on file, legally or illegally, so we're improvising, adding some artistic license, the boys have dossiers on most of them. And the entries give us some of the emotional context. They're looking to me to get the details, actually. My third eye tastes the emotional nuance, fires up the centers of my brain. And, well, we're already seeing some results. Marcelli's a lot less disoriented now. We're running them through the scenarios, and we got our first one down pat without scripting just yesterday. Big stuff, let me tell you. I think we're getting to something real here. Sort out the Zayn Malik, if you will. Approaching unity.
Okay, we are in the danger zone now. Any next card could be it. An 8 of spades. And let's roll the die. 1. 8 of spades is overconfidence. An 8 is secrets of Potrebiat revealed. Okay, alright. I think it's time to get into the spirit of the, all that voice model stuff from the previous set of journal entries, I think we're going to get deeper into that in this journal entry. See about, like, because I think the, you know, Sheriff Easy and his new friends are, I think, are going to start really messing around with the voice model copies, maybe, like, analyze some of the, maybe, like, start pulling on Celebration Establishment's existing models or pull out, like, Context Editions models or, like, one of the other ones. And we're just going to... We're going to start really getting to the weeds of this reality situation. It's going to be, it's going to be a fucking horror show.
Has this ever happened to you? You spent your whole life in true reality, but you never gave much thought to what's real and what's not. Now that you're out, you're realizing that more and more what you know might not be real at all. Fake people all over the damn place now. You can't go 10 steps without a Celebration Establishment asking what you have been doing for your skin health and your country lately. More and more, there's no way of knowing where and when you really are, or who anyone is. Who are you? Who are you really? Well, I'm Easy. No one's bothered to copy me yet, but hey, maybe you'll be the first. We've been getting into the weeds. Into the Potrebiat personality project files they leaked a few years back. Wild stuff. Had the inside line on a few of the Doom FM bunker studios, and we're using that to instantiate different models of staff and, of course, Silly themselves from the materials left behind their true reality days. It's been useful in improving the fidelity of our Silly, getting some of that real shit in there.
Well, we also got the model of Producer Dag in there. They had the technical specs and the image included in the leak. It really settles Sully down when you get them in there. Gets our beloved DJ on task like nothing else, but Dag's a bit, unruly, I guess. Shut down a room a couple of times already. Says, let them out or they sink the whole thing. That's been a real pain in the ass. So, we've been working on our own Dag, who's got less of that, Dagness, I guess you'd call it. But, you know, that's not a bad thing, right? Real Doom FM fell apart after all, so me and the boys been brainstorming how to make one that doesn't. Maybe Dag's where we start, you know? Whew, boy, it really feels like we're headed into the undiscovered country now. The mood's real excited at our camp. Most of my boys have stopped wearing their suits. I feel like they look up to me.
Okay. The deeper we go, the more brutal this is bound to get. Let's draw that card. That's a 9 of spades and a 1.
So we are continuing on the theme of overconfidence. And the 9 here is a surprise help. Oh boy, we're continuing to get a lot of surprising help here.
Who could this be? Surprise help in this case probably means not exactly like, if we're overconfident, and I think this would be, you know, further revolutionary factions joining our cause, or maybe even, you know, non-revolutionary factions joining our cause. I don't know, like the Gaming Commission or one of those. Who could this be? Who could be a surprising source of help? Or maybe one...
Okay, yeah.
I think the overconfidence comes from this being an actual old Doom FM person that that our guys have found. We'll see what they make of this situation.
All right, back to journaling for me.
Has this ever happened to you? Your strident belief in the human soul has been tested many times over by fiddling with the personality coding of a gaggle of barely coordinated radio producers and personalities. The boys, meanwhile, are getting impatient. You've thrown out several fondly remembered revolutionaries simply for failing to get with the program. You gotta keep making more, newer, better guys to put in there. You're moving off target. What's a guy to do? Well, I'll tell you what. The boys heard word that Situation Equipment, long on the run since the big boom 3 years back, was sighted off in Mutant Country. Well, a week-long trip later, Situation's right here, bound up and uncooperative. I sat down with him and said, Sid, may I call you Sid? I'll just call you Sid. Why don't you just relax? You're the corporate expert and you know all about the personality project by now, so why don't I just give you the skinny? We got Sully, we got a reasonable approximation of most of the others, so we're relaunching Doom FM the way it was meant to be. Get the Doom Room together again. And friend, let me tell you, the fear in those eyes. I was kind of hurt. We just need some consulting done. Get some first-hand reports of the years before, the years after. Help us contextualize the events some, confirm or deny the reality of some things that may or may not have happened. I think, personally, there was something going on between Dag and Pursue and technology, but there's just no way to know from the record alone. Well, Sid told me to go fuck myself. Well, it's like you don't even know someone from how they are on the radio. Rest assured, there'll be interrogations to come.
Back at it again. Let's draw a card. So, 6 of hearts, let me roll the die. 6. Ooh. Joy, and a mutated creature appears. Oh, good. Very good. A thing that I've been thinking about for quite a bit is how to see if we can tie toxoplasmosis back into this. And I think this might be the perfect opportunity. Or if not toxoplasmosis, then at least some other mutated creature. I think we're about to start really messing with this virtual world. Yeah. Okay. I think I have enough.
Has this ever happened to you? The boys are in a bit of a slump, and the new reality's starting to get really old. You're blasting the best song ever as you're trying to get morale back up, but the project's hit a standstill for now. It's time to look out there, see what's going on. What do the people need? What people do we need? And just when the moon seems lowest, some beautiful comes along. Someone wonderful. No, literally someone wonderful. That's her name. He's a mutant, you see. You know the type. Six legs, huge diaphanous wings, only two arms. Pretty unusual. She does a toxoplasymbiosis tribute act with some of her friends, remembering the beauty of being killed and coming back again in her own special way. She and her bandmates came in, and let me tell you, mood around the camp has lightened considerably. I think the boys are beginning to realize they weren't coming back from this assignment looking like they are. Too many eyes for a new reality HQ to countenance. Anyway, she played for us the whole weekend, first live music any of us have heard. We danced and moshed and sang, and we felt the strength returning to our bodies, our resolve hardening once more. Feasting's done us a world of good. In return for this incredible kindness she'd shown us, we offered to record her tracks with our recording equipment. Yeah, cut a mixtape of toxoplasymbiosis tracks by her and the crew. Maybe even some original material? Who can say? Anyway, she was overjoyed. So were we. Soon after she left, we added her tracks to the internal Doom FM rotation. Vibes were instantly improved. We'll experiment some more, but this seems like a breath of fresh air.
We begin again. Let's see if this is going to be the one.
Ooh, Queen of Clubs!
Queen of Clubs, that's three! That's three queens! Oh my god, the game is over! And we get a good ending! Holy shit! Oh my god, oh my Christ. This did not take nearly as long as I would think. Let me just roll this dice right quick. Six, so six of clubs is remorse. Ooh. So we meet up with the rebels and we feel remorse. Okay. Yeah. So we've developed a kind of connection here. Like,
against all odds, Sheriff Easy has survived. So,
and we're gonna meet up with the rebels and we're gonna see like some sort of decisive conflict happens here because the rebels are, you know, not necessarily friendly to us in this final confrontation. But I do think that there's going to be... Does Sheriff Easy finally, realize that we don't need a Doom FM in the future? I'm not sure that's the case, or at least I don't think he fully abandons the work, but I think the sort of hopeful tone of the previous journal entry definitely leads into what happens next here, which is, you know, maybe he regrets sticking this close to the city for this long? Or maybe something else happens. I'm gonna have to give this a good long think. Jesus Christ. 10 entries. And that's it. Well, I guess this'll be, easy to listen to at least.
Has this ever happened to you? Your house is in order at last, and your cellie's bopping in the recording booth to the new mutant tunes you've been scoring off an ever-increasing network of people who heard the boys up on the haunted hill will feast and favor those who come with music and reward them with precious mixtapes playable on all devices in the land. Cellie knows the attention brings explosions, gunfights, sabotage. Maybe even Protobiet themselves eventually, you know, if they cared at all. You've been fighting off weekly raids from the city, some of them enemies of New Reality, some of them New Reality themselves who think your hardware could be put to better use in their other projects. Well, got what they wanted after a fashion. We're leaving. Me and the boys. Deeper into the wasteland. We've been asking the visiting mutants about safe places, and we've found a veritable cornucopia of haunted and forsaken places out there. Well, that's our favorite kind of place, I says to the mutant scouts. We started stripping all the equipment from camp, but we're getting ready for a long trek. Quite a few people are coming out to help. Hard to say if the Sully project's gonna do any good. What good is there to be done, you know? I don't think it'll ever be fit for wider release, but damn if it didn't feel good working on it while it lasted. We're taking them along, you know, them and Doom FM. Situations asked us to destroy the whole thing, and, well, I mean, we said no. We did release them in the end, Situation I mean, sent their friends word to pick them up, and a copy of our work in case they decide it's good after all. You never know. A little instance of Doom FM, the on-the-run radio reality for post-cataclysmic tunes and only good news. Well, if you're listening to this, you got your hands on some version of the little station we built. Whatever you think of it, whatever you make of it, understand this. We may not have extracted the soul of Celebration Establishment like we hoped, but I think we found a little something in this dim reflection from a bygone time. If you think it's good, thank you all for declaring us an acceptable risk. And if you think it's evil, well, thank you for listening. Sorry if we were wrong. This has been Sheriff Easy, and you were never listening to Doom FM.
This is half the length of the previous playthrough, but I think I got a good kick out of playing it. Honestly, did not expect this story to take the twist that it did. I always knew that I was going to, you know, do some pretty contrary stuff to what Celebration Establishment would have wanted, but I think where it ultimately went was simultaneously kind of a happier ending than I thought it would have. I was fully prepared for this man to get shot to death by security forces or something like that, but I think as it stands, I think it's gonna be alright. He's made it out. He has survived. He has become very different from what he used to be, but I think, you know, his hard-working nature and incredibly high spirit has carried them through this ordeal. This has been an absolute pleasure. I hope that the next person to receive these recordings is going to have an easy time with them. All right, HB out.
Hello, my name is Darling Demon Eclipse, or just Eclipse, she, they pronouns, and I'm going to start doing the character creation for Unplugged Survivor. So I'm going to choose character traits from each section. Below, they're unique to you and cannot be used by future players. So, perceptive, moralistic, and deceitful have been used, and hardworking, high-spirited, and foolish have been used. So, let me see here. Oh, these are some really fun ones. I love a self-deprecating character. I think we're going to go with that. That's very fun. And then from there, neutral. Busy is pretty fun. I think we're gonna go with busy. And negative, let's say. So I can't do deceitful or foolish. Bizarre is calling to me for sure. Yeah, I'm kind of feeling first best with bizarre. So we have self-deprecating, busy, and bizarre for my character. Then I answer, what's your story? These are great questions. A self-deprecating, busy, and bizarre character. Well, first of all, I think this character is Jewish. to be clear, I myself am Jewish, so. This character tracks to me as being Jewish in some way. What is this person? Self-deprecating, busy, and bizarre. Maybe some sort of, like, administrator. I really like that. Like, this is someone who works in an office building. They're an accountant. Or they were an accountant before they got plugged in. How long have they been unplugged? I think to be busy, you gotta have been out for a little bit, right? So let's say this character kind of heard Seda's end of things, Celebration Establishment. And also perhaps have heard the Sheriff Easy side of Doom FM. Have you regained some strength? I think no. I think this is a sedentary little whelp of a character. So that's what we're going to go with. Loved ones. That's a good question. I think their loved ones are plugged in. I think that makes a lot of sense to me. Yeah, still plugged in, still alive. But I don't think that... this character's busy. We got a busy character. If you inherit this notebook from another survivor, see what they've experienced before you, get to know them and their stories, seek wisdom from their experience, and comfort from their own hopes and dreams. So, this character, I think it's going to have a less wacky name than Seda and HP's characters. I'm thinking something like George something. Maybe, bizarre is important too. Like, they need to be a little freaky with it. Normal first name, that being George, and then strange last name. Like, George Acetone, I think, is pretty good. Yeah, we're gonna go with George Acetone. George Acetone, they, them. Yeah, just they, them. And it's. I think what's bizarre about George is that there is a... George is mostly pretty normal. but also like fundamentally believes that the machines have altered it in a significant way, and that it is like not entirely human. And this might be true on some level, but it is very strange about it. It has rituals. It has to like grease up its joints with oil. And I'll get into that as I do my entries, but that's kind of where I am, and I'm gonna get started on my first entry.
Hello again. How exciting to run into you here. Exactly here. As you're in the process of meeting Darling Demon Eclipse and her absolutely sopping wet baby girl, George Acetone. I want to note, Eclipse also did things a little bit differently, as is part of the beauty of this show for me, to me, as somebody who works in TTRPGs and edits TTRPGs. I thrive on seeing how exactly rules text speaks to people. Eclipse goes into the first entry without a card draw, just using it as a space to reflect on what her character learned from the past couple iterations of Doom FM. They're also a little bit less chatty in their card pulls than HB or I were, but you are going to love their story and their other work. Check it out at eclipse.gay, hire her to write or draw on your TTRPG, and look in the show notes for a direct link to her sci-fi romance duet TTRPG Biotrophication. It's sexy and weird and sexy weird, much like a lot of her other recent work, and I'm so deeply grateful that she is part of these episodes. And so let's just let her introduce you to our third survivor.
Hello. I want you to understand why I'm talking to you, why you're hearing my voice, of all people. Of all people. After a few hours of crawling up blackened structural facades and stealing the occasional fresh-ish mutant animal corpse from the split rebar, I found it. The rumored scraps of old Doom FM, marked with C-E-D-E-C-A, papers and machines. For being part machine myself, I'm quite the dunce with technology. Still, I managed to put the parts back together. I've been listening to Doom FM in its many forms over the last few months, from the authority-damned Republic of the Celebration Establishment days, to the One Directionists, to whoever wound up heading out of the city those few weeks back. So, anyway, wire to wire, wipe the scorching off. I don't have insulated gloves or anything, but I'm a machine. It doesn't hurt that bad. The wires only need to be cool enough to work together for a second, then seal in chewing gum or whatever else. So we're back. I'll use this as a log of sorts. I'm not leaving this building. I don't think the people in Putrablayat, they don't like me. I'm a weird, weird thing to them. Maybe I'll find something else in this old commercial block. Or I'll die, and you'll get to hear that. Either way, a fine show. Just fine. You wouldn't lose Doom FM so easily. Putrablayat. I am your host, by circumstance, George Acetone. I'll only disappoint.
This is the card draw for entry two. That is a Queen of Diamonds, and I'm going to roll a d6. That is a 3. So, it is a... let's see, Diamonds. Hatred... fun. And then a meetup with rebels. Okay, very cool.
This is your host, George Acetone. Many of you have demanded I repeat it, so I will. I'll only disappoint. I haven't written down anything for this show. I've been busy. Rebels came to my door. Raya Luddites, they call themselves. They don't like technology. Consider it a return to being plugged in. I'm the loudest person using the loudest tech, so I'm an obvious target. Funny, I'd think the guys filling the sky with announcement drones would be the first target. I guess small dogs bite feet instead of hands. Came in, started kicking things, big brown boots. Maybe I deserve it, but I had to protect myself. I had to protect this. I mentioned there's a lot of exposed rebar last time, didn't I? Well, I've been slicing off bits and pieces of it, some through risky but quick blind welding, others through safe but exhausting sawing with some sharp shrapnel bits. Improvised a little baton, held it up, looked at the guys. Out. They laughed. I started banging it hard against the wall, murmuring some incantation I'd heard from a fantasy game in the Unreal. Abagar Vizentos or something. That really spooked them. Sent them running. Honestly, I didn't get any satisfaction out of that. Just back to work. I've started setting up a little hot plate I found, so I can start boiling some of the vermin here in the rainwater the gutters collect. It's all slow, but it's work. The Luddites probably have the right idea of it, if I'm honest. I mean, who'd make something like me? Frail, cold, getting old? At least I know a thing or two. Man, that does actually put a smile on my face. The people out there might hate me, but if I manage in here for a moment, I can at least die knowing I did something. Fuck.
I am drawing my card and rolling my dice for Journal 3. I'm going to draw my card first, let's see. That is an Ace of Spades. Lucky me. Gonna roll a d6. Let's see. That is a 1. we're in the 1 zone right now. And that is overconfidence. And that is, Patrabliat defenses find you. Okay, so that's gonna be, that might go fairly poorly for our friend George.
Defenses found me. I guess the Luddites told them, or they found the channel I've been broadcasting on, or they felt the whirring of the hot plate. It does a thing. It lets off a signal that seeps into the concrete. Only I can feel, because I'm a machine. I ran, so they'd go for me, and I threw all sorts of sharp things behind me. I got cocky. I should have hid. It was a bad idea. They were wearing jackboots. All of my little traps meant nothing to them. They stole my clothes, broke my nose against the wall. I told them I was a machine, and I'd go in for reprogramming if I had to, and they laughed. Machines don't bleed. They considered taking me out on the spot for talking back. One of them took pity, or something like it. Captain Hedge, face slurred by digital masking, just a name. My savior, who could have just as easily been my condemner. If you like the show I do here, please find me. I've been able to clean up my wounds all right, but I can't protect myself here, and it's hard to even take care of myself. I'll only disappoint.
Let's hope for something a little bit better. Let's see. That is a 10 of hearts. So, let's see. I gotta roll a d6 as well. That is a 3. So, oh, wonderful. Yeah, that's great. So this is, Hearts 3, which is friendship, and discovered resources, so this should be a nice and happy one. Yippee.
Hi. Someone sought me out, and they brought real food and real water, folk medicine, and discs to play on the radio. All hard metal stuff, but it's better than the raindrip sounds I've been recording from the gutter. I don't know if I deserve this sort of care, but I don't dare look a gift horse in the mouth. Toxitina, from a Toxoplast Symbiosis tribute band. Is the one that showed up. Says Doom FM has been big for Toxoplast Symbiosis and its subsequent tributes for years now. Singer's someone wonderful. Someone wonderful. Which is the person's actual real name. Pretty cool. I feel cool. Liked. Maybe I don't need to spend all my time in this dark hole. I built a nice window to the outside with blinds and everything. Green things still grow here. Despite the small scale nuclear generator, which presumably powers my functions. Hopefully it doesn't mutate Toxitina. Well, hopefully it doesn't mutate Toxitina more than she's already mutated. She's a flap of fungal flesh on her right shoulder. Apparently that's where she got the mushrooms for the... You know, that subject may be a bit too gross for the radio. Anyways, I don't know. Things might be okay. I'll only disappoint. But for once, I hope not to.
Let's see. Card draw. That is a six of diamonds. And we're gonna roll the die. That is a five. So it is escape. Ooh. And a mutated creature appears. Well, that, I think that sets itself up pretty nice.
I'm so, so hungry. My joints aren't properly oiled. My legs and arms hurt. If you hear this, please send help to my previously detailed emergency location shared with one Toxitina. I have moved what technology I can to the secondary location, but I am severely limited in my ability to treat my wounds. Those things I've been eating, they had a mama. Big, hairy thing with claws and teeth. Bioluminescent things that looked like eyes, but turned out to be stingers. I got one in my arm. I think I suffered the brunt of whatever payload it has in it, but this really gnarly sleep toxin can't get the thing out of my arm. Creature's gone, I think. I close the door behind me in my emergency location. I can probably say it's an old school's isolation room. Can you believe that used to put kids in these things? Pacha Blyad could drop a 10-ton bomb on this building and I'd survive. This facility's interesting. Leftover math sheets have drawn my attention, just doing the rote addition, subtraction, multiplication, division. It's so quick, and I've built up a stack of them at this point. Maybe I really am a machine, a calculator. In the world past Pacha Blyad, are there jobs for calculators? Freedom. Don't disappoint. I'm gonna get out of here someday, I think. I hope. Please?
The card is the King of Clubs. So I forgot to say this on the last two that had a face or an ace or a jack. This is an ominous one, so we're two for ominous, one for hopeful. That is kind of determines your ending. So things are not looking great for our host George Acetone here. Let's roll. I gotta roll a d6 now. So king of clubs, and a d6 for the specifics on that, or I guess the vibe. That is a three. So that is insecurity. Found by hunters or radicals. Ooh. Okay. I'm like split between introducing a new thing or maybe doing a bring in the Raelitites again. I think I might do the latter just to keep this kind of compact. I know I used them as rebels previously, but I think this works out.
Raelitites found me again. No help arrived, just people who want to hurt me. Took me out and started beating the ever-loving shit out of my poor, aching body. Just a heap now. I fear I might never get back to my full rig. They tried to break all my emergency radio tech, but I managed to scrabble it back together. I'm running on awful, banged-up batteries, and I fear if I let this broadcast run too long, I'll run all the way out. I'm sorry there's been no music for a while. I was listening to the station on some awful kids' radio doing a check in one of the burnt-out classrooms, and I realized that the station was just playing static while I wasn't talking. Doom FM. It always goes away. It's bound to go away. I'm sorry I disappointed you. If you still have any in you, come find me. Come help me.
Woof. Okay, this is going to be the drawing and dice roll for journal entry 7. Things could get really dark, or maybe we'll see a resurgence, let's see. Okay, so pretty normal entry. It's going to be an 8 of diamonds. And the dice roll is a 5. So, let's see. That is going to be escape. Aha! So perhaps we'll return to our normal locale. And, secrets of Patra Blyat revealed. Ooh. Okay. Maybe there are some tunnels. That's fun. Like, maybe they get back to their previous location through some tunnels that run under the school into the blown-out commercial building that they were hanging out in.
Patra Blyat is made to be surveilled and navigated with ease. That's what I've come to understand. I was never in any real danger. I could always return home. You see, there are tunnels that run under every inch of Patra Blyat for those with the eyes to find their entrances. They were clearly built a long time ago, full of collapsed pipes and creaking supports, but they do work, and they run all throughout the city. I'm back home now, with all my tech. Turns out my transmitter wasn't far enough to reach Tina and the other locals. They weren't ignoring me. I was just too far away. Next time, I'll run toward help. I tend to run away. It's a problem I have. People of Patra Blyat, you've taken care of me since my return. You don't disappoint. Up next, more of our local slap metal band, Unplugged and Unleashed, with Freaky Slime Tongue Girl.
Let's see. 5 of hearts. With, a 4 on the roll. Cool. Let's see. So that is going to be, conviction. Interesting. Discovered knowledge about the world. And surprise. Cool. So that fits really well. What is our radio host going to learn? I like the idea of maybe keeping this one light, because I feel like it fits the previous one. Maybe this is like our radio host learns a bit about the local bands. I could write up some more local band stuff, because that's pretty fun. And I enjoyed that in the previous two journals by Seida and HB. Hell yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to make a bit of a request. I've got a few local bands that I'm still looking for burn music from. I know I'm too frail to get it myself, yada yada, but I'd still really appreciate it. I'm building up a bit of a collection. Hell, if you know any of these folks, tell them to make the climb up to the studio and we'll get them in for a recording. I can't promise my digs are stellar, but they're, you know, stable. The structure sustains itself. Anyways, the bands. Fun Reality Party. Their name is a parody of an existing political faction, which has required them to hide out a few times. Electric disco type stuff. The lead lady's got crazy hair. Patra and Wyatt. Similarly, their name has gotten them in hot water for being similar to Patra Blyat. Folk music, but one of them has a frog ribbit mutation, so it's got a real, what's the character called? Hermit the Fraud vibe? Drone Dunk. Robot-themed ladies who do robotish music. I want to know what they know about robots. That's all I got. Patra Blyat, get me those folks' records, or get me the folks themselves. Don't disappoint me.
Okay, so it has actually been a week in real life, so I actually lost the site that I was using for the deck of cards, but I have the results. So the first one is Queen of Clubs. I just rolled a 2 on the die, so that is Doubt, and Queen is Meet Up with Rebels. Perhaps we'll meet up with some actually nice rebels this time, but maybe there will be some doubts about whether our protagonist wants to actually go and, you know, potentially leave with them, because, you know, things are looking pretty, we're too hopeful, too freedom, too failure, too hopeful, too ominous, so we'll see what happens.
Folks, for once, a normal gaggle of undergrounders sought me out. It turns out the tunnels I used to escape the old school, they're inhabited. They call themselves the Black Molds, unplugged miners and engineers, and in the next few weeks, they'll be drilling through a passage that leads out of the city. They want me to help them with the calculations, say that it's a lot of basic math they just need to brute force through. In return, they'll get me out of here. I don't know, I'm gonna miss all of you if I leave, gonna miss the music. Still, I think it might be worth it. Finally figure out what life is for me, instead of running and scrounging. Figure out what's in my head and my wrists and my heart. Metal or bone. If I do leave, you'll hear from me one last time. I promise. I won't disappoint.
The next card is actually hopeful. It's Jack of Spades. So, we've escaped. The questions are, how have you changed since the start of your journey? Who have you become? What happened to the people and creatures you met on this journey? Have you left anything behind in the city for them to find? Are any of them looking for you now? So, yeah, I'm just going to kind of get into those in the journal entry.
I've made a choice. Good night, Potra Blyatt. I came to you a wet, terrified thing, but you've hardened me, not in the sense that I'm now cold to the world. I know that there are people now, and perhaps I'm one of them, or part one of them. Just because I am a mechanism doesn't mean I need to be a lone mechanism. It's a good thing I'm leaving now, if I'm honest. The Rialetites have been getting loud recently, angry, shouting down some of the more agreeable factions. The new reality, the simulationists, all tangled up and trying to argue by the Rialetites' terms. I think the Black Molts have the right of it. It's time to leave. If you can get out, get out. I can't say much about how and where I'm getting out, but I don't think they're going to find us. Local bands keep making music. I'm sorry I couldn't be the most knowledgeable host in the world, and I'm sorry I couldn't play any pre-plug hits. I used what I had, and I leave all of it to you. Make something beautiful. If you can't get out, free your hearts? I don't know. Into the dark. Into the light. You didn't disappoint me, Potra Blyatt.
This has been Folio, an actual play podcast about solo and epistolary TTRPGs. To find where you can find the show, check out foliopod.card.co. You can find Happy Birthday at gm36.itch.io. You can find Darling Demon Eclipse at eclipse.gay. You can find Seda, that's me, at Beseda Chips on Twitter, and check out my other work at gaygothvibes.online. Today, we finished our game of Unplugged Survivor by We Are Heroes Productions and the Tabletop for the End of the World podcast, linked in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening, and take care out there.